I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
When your new book says, Kyle Carpenter's memoir of gallantry beyond the call of duty provides a vivid reminder that grit and valor remain American hallmarks. A compelling account of a life well lived against the toughest odds, one that will inspire and build confidence in every reader. That's Jim Mattis, General James Mattis, former Secretary of Defense. He's talking, of course, about Medal of Honor recipient Kyle Carter. Kyle!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to call.
Oh, same to you. Thank you for spending, you know, your time and helping me with your platform to get the good word out and help people hopefully through their own struggles.
Before I heard about the book, at one point I had slid into your DMs trying to get you on my show, so I'm happy now that you got the book out that I'm able to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you, and absolutely. I'm so glad to be on here with you.
Your story is such an amazing story, not only, obviously, the bravery and selflessness that earned you the Medal of Honor, but the story after the incident and about your recovery, it's such a triumph of the human spirit and what people are really capable of.
I could not have said it better. I appreciate you saying that and bringing that up because, you know, you're exactly right. If I could tell anybody what I wanted them to take away from this, it is just that, you know, take my name, my specific story out of it. And I wanted to show what the human spirit could go through and not only go through, but come out on the other side smiling, and that, you know, you don't have to know that next step, what the next day holds, that next surgery or therapy session. You just have to take that small step forward. And, I wrote this not about the military or combat. Yes, there's a few chapters to give context, but I wanted to write something that transcended all boundaries and that anyone and everyone, not just a service member or someone that had been to combat, could not only pick up, but understand and take lessons from. And so I'm so thankful that it turned out the way it did, which is even better and more beautiful and great than I could have even hoped or expected for.
Years ago, when talking about the Medal of Honor, as a civilian, I would say stupid things like, well, if I was ever given that, I would never take it off. As I've gotten older and had the honor and privilege of speaking to several recipients, they've all kind of shared the same thing, that the medal is a burden in a certain way, and it's also not about you, but about those that didn't make it back. Do you feel that same way?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I received the medal in 2014, not only was I in the middle of my sophomore year of college, I had already spent my 3 years and gone through my 40 surgeries and recovered. But it was just such a crazy, chaotic time in my life. I was in the middle of my ceremony week and media tour. But after, you know, like you, I've had time to really think about it and reflect. I've always known, of course, that it's not mine, but you know, it represents so much more and so many different levels, which I detail in this book. But, you know, it's yes, my story, my journey. It represents my family's journey with me, our struggle together. But then you go beyond that, the Marines that served and sacrificed on the ground with me in Afghanistan, those that didn't make it back, and those that didn't make it back and left communities and families and loved ones to always miss them, and kids that will, you know, not have one of their parents to make them a bowl of cereal in the morning and send them off to school, help them with their homework. And then you go beyond that, represents our military, our great nation. And just like the people we were trying to help on the ground in Afghanistan, it represents people all around the world that just hope to wake up one day and taste peace and freedom. And, you know, kids that wake up and don't fear getting killed because they want to learn how to read. And then beyond that, all of the generations of not just superhuman, inspiring, and courageous Marines, but all veterans and everyone who's raised their right hand, the Marines that charged the beaches in World War II, knowing the probable inevitable outcome. And then not only those that didn't make it back, but those that are missing in action, that we still can't tell their families how they gave that last full measure of devotion. So it is a beautiful burden, but I am very thankful and humbled and honored that I was recognized by my country and the people and great Americans of this country. But it is very heavy, but, you know, I whether I wanted it or not, I am privileged to be a representative of the Medal of Honor.
People every day say things flippantly like, I love that guy. I jump on a grenade for him. You actually did that.
Yeah, which I don't recommend. But I did. And that comes from a very extensive and thorough two-year and 254-page Medal of Honor investigation. But, and I don't remember the moments leading up to that grenade being thrown, it landing in very close proximity to my best friend and my fellow Marine who I was so honored and privileged to serve with. But, you know, if I had to guess, not only did I love, respect, and cherish my best friend, who I am so thankful is still here and alive and living life, but not only did I love him, but from the moment we step on those yellow footprints at Parris Island for boot camp, it's ingrained us every single day, and we're molded to hear and understand and think about this just unfathomable stories of incredible courage, sacrifice, service of the Marines and the service members that have paved the way, and the generations that have come before us, all of the Marines that covered grenades for their fellow Marines, that, again, charged those beaches in World War II, knowing that they might not ever even make it out of the landing craft to put their boots in the sand and try to stay alive. So with that said, if I had to guess what I was thinking, I don't know. But I am just so thankful and proud that I stepped up to be the friend and the person and the fellow Marine that I was in that moment, and that hopefully made those that are looking down on us proud.
Kyle, your book is called You Are Worth It, Building a Life Worth Fighting For. It was an absolute honor and privilege to speak to you this morning. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice. Thank you for representing Americans in general with such grace. And it is so amazing to see you doing so well. And, you know, it just, your book is just absolutely fantastic. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. You are so very welcome.
If you ever come to Boston, please come up to the studio. I would love to meet you.
Yeah, I absolutely will. And I believe your city is going to be hosting the Medal of Honor convention here in a couple of years. So hopefully I'll see you then.
You will absolutely see me then. I guarantee it.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Mistress Carey, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.